Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
Good afternoon, wherever you are. This episode, we talk about the power of music and how it has such a powerful influence on our lives. Starting with this quote, music does a lot of things for a lot of people. It's transporting for sure. It can take you right back, years back, to the very moment certain things happened in your life. It's uplifting, it's encouraging, it's strengthening. From the late great singer Aretha Franklin. More so, it shapes who we are and continues to build our individual soundtracks as we enjoy our time on this planet. This episode, Mad Dog and TC share some songs that have become part of their personal soundtracks and what those songs mean to them. But first, as always, a good news story. Now, this good news story is something that some of us aren't very good at, but we're going to talk about the ability to laugh. There's nothing better than a healthy laugh when we hear a joke or someone does something that's funny. When we were younger, it was nothing to break out in laughter, but somehow, as we get older, we seem to ignore this ability and become too serious. A good, hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes after. Laughter boosts the immune system and may even help you live longer. A study in Norway also found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those that don't laugh as much. So make sure you get your helping of laughter every day. And now on to our topic, music.
Very good. When
was the last time you had a good belly laugh?
2 days ago.
Too dim a light.
Yeah. And my wife and I, can you remember what we were doing? And just, it was an off-the-cuff remark, and we both just lost it. And yeah, we have a lot of laughter in our household, so I feel very fortunate for that.
I think laughter is like really the key. I mean, when you think about it, I know I said we were going to get into the music topic, but really, truly, our listeners have to appreciate the importance of laughter.
Mm-hmm. I've always been a jokester. I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy laughing myself. It just lightens the mood. Gives you that sense of there's a little bit of a stress relief there when you can have a good laugh. So yeah, I'm all for it.
My challenge is that when I do it too much, sometimes people just don't take me seriously.
Oh, I've gotten that one too, yeah. Specifically from my wife. But, you know, usually it follows with a grow off. So... But you got to be a little bit childish to get a laugh once in a while.
Oh, I think so. Music. Growing up, what were your musical influences?
Well, I was born in the early 70s. So I was in my teenage years through the 80s hair band metal scene. So that was probably the first one that, you know, I got a ghetto blaster when I was 14. And then I had my cassette tapes. And so it was a different experience back then. You know, you had to go to the record store. So, you know, it was, music wasn't as easily accessible as it is now. Try and tell my kids that once in a while. It's like, no, you had to go to the record store. You had to get on a bus, you had to go to the mall. And then if it was in stock, you could buy it. If not, you just had to wait. So, you learn early about the appreciation of music. And,
was there that band that comes to mind that,
I would say from the lighter hair band stuff, it was Bon Jovi during that time. And the heavier stuff would have definitely been more kind of Iron Maiden and Metallica. So, you know, depends on the mood, right? It's where my thought was at that time determined which way the radio dial went.
For me, I'll definitely say Bon Jovi for sure. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, continue to listen to the Eagles almost on a daily basis. And I'll share with the listeners, like the Eagles were that band that my dad and I had in common. My brother, dad, and I had in common. Our family had in common. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those bands that we all enjoyed listening to. So, I mean, it's just one of those nice things that...
It's a memory.
It's a memory, right? For sure. Country song. Now, some may think of this as child abuse, but I grew up listening to the FM radio country and western station. Mm-hmm. And that's only because dad grew up a prairie boy and I had no choice.
Oh, I was raised in Calgary for my whole life. So, yeah, it's a thing. But yeah, again, to that point, the country back then is much different than the country now.
It was one of those things that was part of your, I'll just say it influenced who you were growing up. And it's still, I think, to this day, depending on the music, because I still listen to a number of different genres, mm-hmm. except for classic. And I can't whet my appetite. I've tried a couple of times. I put my foot in that pool. It's too cold for me.
I listen to classical if I'm really trying to dive into my work, because it's just background. I'm not paying attention to it, but it's a it's a fairly calm feeling I get when that's playing and I can just block everything out. So it has a purpose. I wouldn't listen to it, I think, in the car or in my truck or anything, but for that specific purpose, I don't mind it.
So it puts you in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you realize that music had this kind of, I'll just say power, because it is a kind of a power on you, on your life or your friends? What, like,
yeah.
It was part of our social being back then, and I think it still continues to a degree.
Absolutely. You know, any gathering you go to, there's always usually, you know, music in the background, every kind of restaurant, bar, there's always that kind of, A, to make it less awkward, because you're not sitting in a quiet room, but it definitely sets a tone. And, you know, I think we're going to touch on this, but it was one of my first concerts that really kind of impacted me that, you know, it was a much different experience than listening to it on the radio. Right, to see these people actually playing these instruments and them actually sounding like it did when they recorded it was just awe-inspiring to me.
So I'll just put it, like, did it blow your mind?
Is it did. Absolutely.
What band are we talking about?
My first concert that I went to was Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Yes. And that would have been probably, I'm going to say 82 or 83. And it was one of my mom's favorite bands. And so I went with her. And of course, she used to listen to it all the time. So I knew the songs. But she passed away in 2000. So anytime I hear a Men at Work song, I instantly back at that concert thinking, you know, about my mom. So, it, you know, to a previous point, it jogs a memory and a feeling. So
it does.
Yeah.
And it could be something that makes you sad, happy, or different, or all together all at once.
Yep. I had another experience. My wife and I, in our early days, our song was Kiss from a Rose from Seal.
Oh.
So that from day one, and all the kids, all of our friends know it. And we went through a rough patch many, many years ago, and we were fighting and all this sort of stuff. And I remember I was in Safeway and I was pushing the cart, and that song came over the PA. I just pushed the cart and turned around and walked out the store. I'm like, I can't listen to this right now. I wasn't in the right frame of mind, but I definitely poked the bear, that's for sure.
Oh, God, yeah. And you don't expect that when that happens at all.
No.
I'll share sometimes where that happened with me, but my first concert was in beautiful downtown Kelowna.
Mm-hmm.
So one band was Toronto, and the other was the Headpins.
Oh, wow. It's in prime, you know, late 70s, early 80s.
Yes, and it's the same thing. It kind of blows your mind, because I remember the first time I heard some of Toronto's music, it was a buddy of mine. He says, oh, we got to listen to this. You got to listen to it. And of course, I put those, like, Walkman
on,
and cranked it up, and it was a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was just like, wow. And it was the same thing, right? You go to the concert, and back then, really dating myself, a lot of those concerts were in the local arena.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
The sound wasn't necessarily the best.
No, but it was, you left there very, I would have to fathom a guess that very few people leave a concert bummed out or, you know, not kind of skipping a beat and just having that feeling in them.
Yeah, that really came to life when I talked about the Eagles, the first time I saw the Eagles concert, and no different than you said about Men at Work.
Mm-hmm.
That I think it was that song Life in the Fast Lane. Just hearing that, the way that song starts on the radio, there I was in beautiful downtown Vancouver listening to the Eagles play Life in the Fast Lane. It was like, it is cool, right? So, I mean, I probably seen the Eagles about five or six times, right? So,
yeah, I saw Bon Jovi three times through high school.
Yeah, Jeanette and I went and saw Bon Jovi a few years ago. Now, we had front row seats. Mm-hmm. It was something. Right? So
yeah, I saw them, I think it was like 87, 89, and 91, or like when they were, you know, kind of in their prime. And yeah, it was just as big a fanboy as anybody else. You know, we were front row once, and Richie Sambora threw one of his guitar picks at me, and it bounced off my hand, and somebody else grabbed it, and I looked at him, he just kind of shrugged, and he's like, oh, well. It's like, oh, I was so close.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? The last concert that Jeanette and I went to was Bryan Adams in Seattle.
Nice.
And I've seen Bryan Adams a few times too, because if you were looking, not so much a group, but an individual, he's one of the ones that kind of really, I think, helped shape my growing up for sure. I mean, he's a great Canadian icon, mm-hmm. and he continues to play great music.
Yeah. So no, he's always seems to be reinventing or diversifying his music. So. But yeah, it's interesting because there's different sides to it. Like, I'm a music listener. I'm not much of a music aficionado when it comes to playing, but my eldest son is a wizard, an absolute wizard, self-taught, plays lead guitar. He's been in numerous bands. He's recorded on an album in Finland. He's toured in Brazil. Yeah, absolutely. With a very unique genre of music. It was Viking metal.
Viking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they dressed up and it was something to see. And I had the pleasure of seeing them in concert a few times. And how he got there, I have no idea, because no one in our family is that inclined to music. But when he was 15, he wanted a guitar for Christmas and we got him one. And then he just learnt on his own. He probably maybe took 6 months of lessons and that was it. And he has just been, surrounded, and he's immersed himself in the music scene in Calgary. And it's impressive, but I don't know where he gets it from.
Wow. I mean, I've looked at some of these rockumentaries, and the story you talk about your son is no different than the players in these bands. All of a sudden, they've got that musical instrument. They've locked themselves away, and they just play that thing, and there's something magic that happens. And that individual, along with the other, there's a band there that comes to life, and and all of a sudden, it catches on. And
yeah, it's an interesting process. And again, from the outside looking in, he's auditioning, a lead singer here and a, drummer here and whatnot. And it's no different. They have to have that dynamic where they all work together. But from a dad, I just enjoy watching from the audience. Like, oh, that's my boy.
I'm just kind of thinking something, because you hear it quite a bit. And I'm talking about the power of music. But at one point, I'm sure everybody's thought, I want to be a rock and roll star.
Mm-hmm.
And the best a lot of us can do is live vicariously through these bands. So, I mean, that's something that when you talk about the power of music, there's an aspect I've never even thought of, but I think it has some weight.
Yeah, it does. And it's very quick. Story, when my eldest AJ was getting into music, he was probably, I'd say, 10, and he's like, Dad, I want to record an album. We're like, oh, okay. And at that point, he wanted to be a rapper. And his name, oh, yes, he was a little kind of blonde white kid, and he called himself Blonde B. And, it was kind of entertaining at the beginning. And then he one day came upstairs, and he had written 10 songs. And it was like, what? And then jokingly he said, I really want to record. So I'm like, no problem. Just call the Conservatory of Music and see if they'd entertain. And I just thought I'd throw that out there and leave it at that. Nope. 1 week later, I get a call and they're
really,
do you happen to have a son there? And I was like, yes, what's this regarding? And I was like, well, he called up and he wants to record an album. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. He actually called. So I explained the whole thing. But, now every once in a while, he went far from the rap scene. But now once in a while, it's like, hey, Blonde B. And he's just like, no. But he had the, he had the drive to move it forward. So hence why he continued on with his music career.
Well, obviously Blonde B was just simply a means of him cutting his music teeth, right?
That's it. He didn't know quite what he wanted, but he knew he wanted to do something involving me.
So we know that music has a lot to do with the way we grow up and shape us as individuals. What else does music do for us in our lives? I mean, go to a sporting event. What does that do for that? I'll just say ambient.
Yeah, it amps up the crowd, right? If you play the right style of music, that's why they're always like stomping their feet, da, 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 or We Will Rock You or something like that. And it really just picks up the whole energy of the entire stadium, which I'm sure the players feed off of too.
Oh, no doubt about that. If I'm feeling sad while listening to music,
yes, it works. Yeah.
But there aren't all these sad songs.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs you can apply to your life in many different ways. But there's comfort in some songs, I'm sure, to people. I have, a definite playlist if I'm stressed or whatever, and I need to calm down and just chill. It's a lot softer and just helps me get to that spot.
You think about this for a second. So when my dad was literally on his deathbed, and the time was getting, it's so different than your mom, this story, right? So, and the time was getting closer, and you get the call, say, you better come now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I hop in the vehicle, the radio comes on, and it's Kansas, Wayward Son. And the lyrics that I hear at the time, and I'm just going to go from memory here, and you'll get the gist of it, mm-hmm. All right? And I'm just thinking about the words, there will be peace when you are done. So
played for a reason.
And so anytime I hear that Kansas song, I think about that early morning call I got. It's time to really say goodbye. And
it's pretty heavy.
It's not something that you ask for. Mm-hmm. It just happens. And you choose how you want to respond to it.
Absolutely.
It is a nice memory. But what it also reminds me of is the pain and the suffering that he was going through before he passed. And now that his pain and suffering was gone, he could basically be at peace, right? So,
yeah. And that song will be with you for the rest of your day, right? It just puts you right back to that car ride, because that's how impactful music is. Yeah.
It's crazy. Whether we like it or not, it's going to take us there all the time. Mm-hmm. So, workouts.
Yeah, that's usually a much different. You listen to it to just kind of get you going, get your blood boiling, you know, and I think it incents people a lot to work a little bit harder if they have that set playlist that really lights their fire.
Really lights their fire. And when you talk about set playlists, I'm going to talk about soundtracks of our lives.
Mm.
And I think they should, at least in my mind, evolve naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there might be a song, like, say, you might remember from high school. There might be a song that comes to life about a crazy event that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share with you one really, really quick story. When I was graduating from the RCP Depot, I finished my basic training. There's always a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that's been in the military and understood what it means to be in the drill class, there's this individual called the drill sergeant that has a habit of really putting the screws to you.
It's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. And molding you in a certain way in the expectation, right? So at that celebration, we dedicated the Righteous Brothers song, "You Lost That Loving Feeling." So that's another example of where our music kind of brings a nice memory to life. Mm-hmm. When you hear that song, you're going to think about, and I will tell you this, the man was not impressed with the dedication. Well, that's
to me, that's a Top Gun song, right? Like in the bar, right? So, but it, again, puts you somewhere, jogs a memory.
Well, speaking about music, there it is, that music again is telling us that, and music always has the power, and it has the power of saying, okay, this episode's over. But let's put some things in perspective specific to music and the power it has over us. It really helps us to be healthy. It elevates our mood. It reduces stress. I mean, you already mentioned that. You have your own little, I'd say, soundtrack that reduces the stress. Depression, it can help you with depression. It stimulates memories. And I'll say it a different way. It triggers memories.
Yes.
When you say stimulate,
it's a little jet. Definitely triggered more than
stimulate. Triggers. It helps to manage pain. It eases pains. It helps people eat less. And when we talk about workouts, we both understand what that music does in the background. And it helps you to get your heart rate up. And again, that speaks to how that music has an influence of you being healthy. Remember to take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about Ewalkabout, please visit us at ewalkabout.ca.
That's it. Good stuff.